the word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, for me to live is Christ. Psalm 46 and verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The world is very complicated, yet God is in control, and there is always hope in Jesus Christ. For those who profess to be the children of God, there needs to be a focus on living a life for Jesus every day. Do not get caught up in the misguided wisdom of mankind, which is a mess today. In John 14 verses 23 through 25, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. Verse 27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The voice of Jesus needs to be heard today. John 16 verse 33, Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The Apostle Peter encouraged the brethren on living a life as the children of God. 1 Peter 1 verse 15, he says, but like he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Titus 2 verses 11 through 13 says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us what? That denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live how? Soberly, righteously, and godly. When? In this present age. Why? Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Every child of God should have a full understanding of those words. Verse 15 says, speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. It is a blessing to be a child of God. Eternal life awaits those who have been baptized into Christ beyond the grave. James 4 and verse 14 says, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. There's a quote attributed to Lewis Carroll that says, if you don't know where you are going, any road will get you there. The beauty of God's word is in knowing that for those who know Jesus as Lord and Savior, we can know in advance what awaits the redeemed beyond the grave.